From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young, along with Jeremy Hobson. We want to get right to that tense, weeks-long standoff in rural Oregon because it has just ended. The four final holdouts at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge surrendered to the FBI today. Thousands listened on a live stream of the tense negotiations as one man, David Fry, threatened to kill himself rather than turn himself in. But just an hour ago, Fry walked out peacefully.
If everybody says hallelujah, I'll come out. Will you do that? All righty then, guys. If you heard that, they're going to at least say a hallelujah.
Okay.
You're saying hallelujah.
Slow down. Keep your hands up. Stop right there for a second.
They said hallelujah, and out he came. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Amelia Templeton has been following this story for a long time, including today. What an incredible day, Amelia. Tell us more about David Fry and, you know, his call there for people to say hallelujah.
Well, David Fry is 27 years old. He's from Blanchester, Ohio. He works in his father's dental office. He was kind of an interesting and in some ways unlikely member of this occupation that has centered around largely Westerners' dissatisfaction with the way that federal lands are managed. But Fry had formed a bond with a rancher, Lavoie Finicum, and had come out to help the occupiers build a website. Finicum was then shot and killed during a traffic stop that arrested many of the occupation's leaders, and Fry ended up as one of the, really as the final holdout in this occupation, and in that tape we just heard, up till the last moment, it really wasn't clear what he was going to do.
And you've told us that he had other issues that he brought into this standoff outside of the land issues. His final hours live-streamed, you know, before he came out, were at times hard to listen to. Let's listen.
They haven't done anything. They haven't promised anything. So unless they try to work something out, I'm not coming out of here.
And you know, these negotiations with him, which were aided by Nevada Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, a key ally of the Bundys, and the Reverend Franklin Graham, went on for quite a while, and he did express other issues. What were some of his other issues?
Well, abortion was an issue that Fry returned to repeatedly. He complained about paying tax dollars in a nation that allows abortion. He also spoke about the deaths of Muslims overseas. He had made in the past some controversial statements online, very inflammatory statements that appeared in some ways to support ISIS. He had claimed that those were satirical. And, you know, Fry also complained about the Common Core curriculum, the Constitution not being taught properly, a really broad range of issues. And he wasn't the only member of this group. There were a number of other members who, beyond just the federal lands issues, expressed profound distrust of the federal government in all of its forms.
Yeah. Well, Ammon Bundy was the leader of this particular group. He was arrested during that traffic stop that you mentioned. But his father, Cliven Bundy, is the leader of a broader anti-government movement. He's had his own standoffs with officials. And he was arrested last night in Portland and charged with conspiracy and assault on a federal officer. Where does that story stand?
Yes, Cliven was on his way to participate in we believe a protest of his son's arrest. He was arrested at the airport here in Portland. He, we believe, will be appearing in court today, his initial appearance at 1:30. And so far, all of the charges he faces stem from a 2014 incident in which his cattle were being impounded by the Bureau of Land Management, and Bundy and a number of armed militiamen essentially faced off against those BLM officers and eventually freed the cattle. So yeah, He's facing a whole range of charges related to that incident.
Well, and Amelia, just very briefly, what about the others who were arrested after this standoff in Oregon? What happens to them?
Well, there are at least 16 of them that we're aware of who've been arrested and indicted. Those people are making their way through the court system right now in Portland, U.S. District Court of Oregon, and some of them have been allowed to return home during the court proceedings. Others, including Bundy's sons, are being kept in Multnomah County Jail under the argument that they're a risk.
Oregon Public Broadcasting's Amelia Templeton. Amelia, thank you.
You're welcome.